When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to The SKU View. My name is Arthur Zachwitz. I'm executive editor with WWD. And today we have Richard Cox from Paxson. Well, what's your title at Paxson? What do you do?
First off, thanks for having me, Arthur. Sure. Yeah, my title at Paxson is the VP of men's. That's merchandising and design for Paxson. And then also I'm the head of global partnerships, since a lot of those partnerships and collaborations you see at our company run through my team.
So we're going to talk today. We'll be talking about some of the key pillars that that you deploy in engaging customers. Before we do that, though, think of Paxson as surf brand way back when, like back in the 80s. I grew up on the East Coast, so we didn't have Paxson until we got to the mall, and we had this local kind of surf shop, and it was grungy. And then Paxson came along, and here it was just a brilliant, very clean, very to the point lifestyle brand right off the bat. And I always think of Paxson as the like forever young brand, but what are some of the attributes of Paxson brand attributes? And what are some of the, how would you describe like the target customer?
Yeah, we definitely evolved over the years from when you were shopping it. Right. But I do think one word that you mentioned has always cut through with what the company has always wanted to be get after, which is the youth. I think we've always tried to be irreverent. And we've always tried to make sure we're culturally relevant as well. I think there's been a sharp focus on that over the last few years. And I think if there's one through line that now we're hyper-focused on, which should help point you to who our customer is, it's we want to be youth-focused with a true purpose of trying to inspire youth to, you know, create just a better future. And so collective thinking, community, and then also just co-creation is a through line for us. So we're looking for that Gen Z customer now. It'll be Gen Alpha one day, who really wants to make an impact on their community, who knows what's going on out there in the world culturally. They know what's culturally relevant, and they just love to participate in that. Like, they have fun doing that, and it runs through their blood.
So I saw that on the website, co-create.
Yeah.
What does that mean? How does that work exactly?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of companies, including us, you know, we've got massive teams here in our building. We're always thinking about how to engage with the customer. And, you know, that's coming up with new products, new ideas. What collaboration should we have? We made a very concerted effort over the past year to start to strategize on how we can bring the customer into the process. Not only does that probably increase our hit rate, but we think it builds loyalty by bring your customer in, bring that. If we want to be about community, the community is not just us dictating to who we're targeting. It's letting them be a part of that. So when we say co-create, we truly mean bringing our customers in. And so one of the initiatives we've launched recently is called the Collective. And that is a great example of what we mean by co-creation. So, for example, our holiday campaign last holiday, we actually used some of our best customers, some of our best field associates, and let them participate in the campaign. So they are actually the models in our photo shoots and our video content and in our store window. So our spring campaign, we solicited our community had people apply to try to participate and help us put our spring campaign on, which launched in February. We ended up selecting three people. One was a photographer. One is a content creator who, you know, served as one of our models. And then the third was a stylist who helped us style the campaign. So that was fantastic. I'm sure they had a blast working with our marketing team to put on the campaign and seeing behind the scenes how we actually make it happen. And then we had a blast learning from them and getting some of their special touches on what our campaign would show up like.
My name is Mahela Rihanna. I'm from the Bay Area in California, and I am a photographer.
My name is Ezekiel. I am from Norwalk, California, and I'm a stylist.
Hi, my name is Mary Chris Rieta. I'm from San Diego, and I'm a content creator.
I became a photographer when I found my grandfather's old Nikon camera and fell in love with cameras.
Fashion is a way to express myself. I feel like just putting on clothes makes me also feel very confident, like something that I feel good in.
My favorite part in being a content creator is empowering young people and sharing my own thoughts and ideas. I believe that making content fuels my confidence.
The thing I like about Paxton's aesthetic is that they have a lot of broad choices about clothes. So it's just that you could do a lot of things with just Paxton.
I wanted to be on Paxton's spring campaign to test my abilities to do something I've always dreamed about. I love Paxton's aesthetic because it heavily defines the type of style I wear on a daily. It's fun, trendy, and so cute.
So that's a great example. That's what we mean by co-creation. Bring them in.
So let's talk about this. Before we talk about the store, fashion apparel, it starts with product, right? And the brand has to resonate with the consumer. It has to be the right look and fit. But beyond that, let's begin with the store. How do you view the store associates? Are they the champions of the brand? You see them as sort of the frontline heroes to help drive conversions? What's their role?
That is 100%. I think our community starts with them. So yes, they work for us. They are employees, but they are our biggest champions. We solicit them for feedback pretty often. They don't hesitate to let us know what they think we could be doing better, what some of our opportunities are, and then just more external facing is what we want to try to tap our field associates for now, just to show everyone else that they are the biggest part of our community. So it's not just the customers who are buying stuff, but it's also the people who work for us.
And what about this? So looking at the other pillars, like how does art and music and other collaborations that you do? I saw you guys are doing Formula One.
So if we were to take a step back and what it is, what our goal is, what our mission statement as a company is, it's like I said, it's to inspire the next generation of youth. But it's all through the lens of that meeting that cultural intersection of fashion, music, art, and sport. So those are the four pillars: fashion, music, art, and sport. We picked those four because we feel like those are four of the biggest drivers of culture. And if we're going to try to inspire the next generation of youth through culture, we have to make sure we're doing a good job of attacking those four pillars in an authentic way.
So how do they look for each? Like, give me some examples.
So starting with fashion, that's our lifeblood. That's the easiest one. We exist because that's what we want to do, right, from a fashion perspective. And so if I were to talk more about fashion, it's our everyday business. We want to make sure we're hitting on the coolest trends, making great quality products, just what it takes to be a good fashion retailer, right? But then that also means some of the fashion collaborations we've had in the past. Our partnership with Jerry Lorenzo and Fear of God for the Essentials brand is a great example, but we've done other things as well. We've had projects with Ruigi. We've had projects with Heron Preston. Last year, we were really excited to get the chance, perfect timing, to partner with Willie Chavarria, like those. But then the other ones get more interesting, right? Sport, that's we have a lot of them. And I think what's interesting about our partnerships in sport is they kind of run through. We like to approach them from a community angle, most of them. So LAFC, we started partnering with them last year. It's very community focused, which also fits within our umbrella pillars, right? We basically partner with them, them and the Breeze Foundation, and we participate in their backpack drive, giving backpacks to kids who need them in the inner city, and also donating product. We participated in their fan fest, so very community focused, but then we did product collaboration with them as well. Another good example of that would be the LA Rams under the sports umbrella, community focused partnership where we donate over $1 million worth of product each year to kids in the LA area. The backstory on that entire program was the fact that there was research on truancy in schools. And one of the key reasons for why it's a big issue is lack of clean clothes. So there isn't a product component to that partnership, but it is a community component to that partnership. And then F1's another great example. Global brand, huge, huge impact here in the US. It's bubbling, right? And so we identified that pretty early, partnered with them, and we've done over 6 drops now. We've sold trackside at Austin. We've had activations at LA, in Vegas. And then it's just wildly successful from a selling standpoint. But I think we're showing up well from an activation standpoint too.
Formula One, I was surprised to learn just recently over the past week that core audience is Gen Z. They're huge fans of Formula One. That was kind of surprising. But so you guys have your finger on the pulse, it seems, right?
Yeah. Obviously the Netflix series Drive to Survive, I think, really helped in terms of its reach here in the US. But I think also just Gen Z is more open to new things. There's those traditional sports that have just always dominated and continue to be a really big piece of the mind share. But Gen Z is very open to, well, what else is out there? And I think that's part of it as well. So F1's definitely a key example. And then we recently just launched within that sports pillar a partnership with Angel City. It's our first women's sports partnerships, which we're really proud of. So lots of sports partnerships. That's how we attack that pillar. Third pillar would have been art, right? So we're now over a year into, actually 2 years, over 2 years into our partnership with the Met. So that one caught a lot of people off guard, like why PacSun and the Met? Well, art is a very important driver of culture, and we want to make sure we address it. And we think our customer thinks it's important. We think Gen Z cares about it. And then why the Met specifically? They're very relevant from a fashion perspective. There's this gala every year, right? So the Met Gala is very influential. It's a key fashion moment. So it just seems like a perfect marriage based on what we wanted to do, how we wanted to address art in a cool way. But then even if you were to consider the collective, the PacSun collective that we launched, we address art through that, working with a few weeks ago, we actually had a PacSun collective market at one of our stores. And we invited a muralist to, take over one of our windows and do a custom piece there. So small things like that, or even bigger things like the partnership with the Met.
And then what's the last pillar is music.
Yeah, music's a key one too. So the way we address that, we've done countless things. There's plenty of product if you walk through our store that's music related. So that's just at a low level, that's what that means. But at a high level, it's also our partnership with ASAP Rocky that we had, a couple of years ago where he came into our building, became our guest artistic director, helped us with some collaborations, helped us with some campaigns. So we want to make sure we were relevant from a music standpoint. We've partnered with Willow Smith. She's done performances in our stores before. Grace Vanderwaal as well did a very cool performance in our New York store. So that's how we addressed that. And then more recently, also through that PacSun Collective umbrella, this week, we just launched our call it music festival campaign, which features 4 up and coming musicians. So the first one was Ronnie Watts, who we released a music video, partnered with her on a music video, and we'll be doing that with the other 3 artists as well.
Richard, speaking of collaborations, how many do you typically do within a year, roughly?
Yeah, it's hard to put a number on it. We're constantly working on them. So going into each year, we usually have a hit list. The hit list, call it, is 50 ideas to get to, as many as we can. If I were to try to put an average, there's probably, 5 to 6 very key ones each quarter, each season. They may be small, the sizes vary, but I love to tell people because usually when I'm meeting with people, they say, "Oh, how many projects are you working on, or what do you have in the hopper?" I tell them, hey, I got like 50 things that I'm working on because I know, 90% of them are going to fall through. So I would say that's probably the best way to describe that process for us is we're constantly just meeting with people, talking to people, trying to figure things out because we know either they're going to fall through or it's going to take some of them much longer to, get across the line than others. So, yeah, always working.
So when we look at the PacSun brand evolution, that's how I think we saw this conversation. It's to me, it's right for every young, but it's also inclusive, right? And it's essential today, right? Whether you're in a city or you're on the coast or wherever, suburbia or whatever, inclusivity is part of that co-creation, right?
100% inclusivity, community. We want to be very inviting, very open. Come as you are, So that's important to Gen Z. It's important to us. The reason we would like to be inclusive is we just want to be representative of our community. So we want to be representative of the people who are walking through our door. And we know that that is a very diverse set of people.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. Where were you prior and what led you to PAX?
I'm a lifer for the most part. I came up through the PAXN ranks. I came straight out of college through our merchandising program. There was a training program here at that time. Got to see all parts of the business, learn, you know, the deep dive crash course on merchandising 101, which is, you know, when you get into fashion, when you get into retail, it nips you in the butt. You know, you either love it or you hate it. It reels you in, and it reeled me in immediately. And I say mostly lifer because it's two separate stints, but I've been here for 16 years.
And so how would you describe the culture, the company culture? Like, externally, it seems it's inclusive. It's vibrant.
Yeah.
It seems to take chances. You guys collaborate. You do surprise collaborations like, you know, Formula One or the Met. So yeah. Internally, what's the culture like?
Well, there's two quick words that pop out that some of the people here would laugh because it's one that we use a lot. So I'll start with that one is scrappy. We're a very scrappy organization. We just want to get things done. We move really quickly. We see something that's cool. We need to move quickly. If we saw it, our customer saw it. Hopefully we weren't late when we saw it, you know? So we're very scrappy, very quick. We want to get things done. We don't have massive budgets and things like that. We try to figure out creative ways to get things done. Two is we're very entrepreneurial, which I love. And I think it's part of why I've been here for such a long time is if you have an idea, it's very easy to quickly pitch that idea and get going. And that's what I try to do for my team here as well is inspire them to, and empower them.
Richard, how do you keep your finger on the pulse of, you know, your customers? Do you use focus groups or?
It's a little bit of everything, but we rely on our talent. We hire people that we think just have that knack for keeping our fingers on the pulse. They live and breathe the brand. They live and breathe the customer that we're looking for. So even someone like myself trying to maybe being a little awkward and being a little bit in places that lean a little bit too young at times, just so I can be out there and see what's going on. You know, it's our job to make sure we're in the know on what's going on. So we got to participate in an authentic way. So that's part of it. Two is that huge community of store associates. Like I said, we do solicit feedback from them. They don't hesitate when we visit stores to give us new ideas. So we definitely tap that. Three would just be just our customers in general when they're, you know, responding on social media. Or when we see what they post wearing our product, it gives us ideas or who they're tagging. And that also gives us ideas. So we're constantly researching and looking at what they're up to help give us inspiration. But yeah, I think we pride ourselves on the talent that we hire here and their ability to see what's next.
And you have to be quick and nimble because you said, you know, your audience, your customers are aging. So, you know, they're going to age out perhaps. So you need to like hold on to them and, you know, make sure you're connecting the right ways. So social media, like how do you engage? What's the platforms that you seem to, you know, really connect to with the.
We're on all the key ones. You know, obviously we're on Instagram, like, you know, everyone needs to make sure you have do a good job on Instagram, Twitter for sure, Snapchat for sure. But you know, where we've hung our hat and that, we feel like we were pretty early on making sure we took it very seriously was TikTok. We've done a good job with them over the years as well. We participate in TikTok Shop as well. We started to figure out that, especially as Gen Z started to become a bigger piece of, you know, of youth culture and started to, you know, push out millennials a bit, that the raw nature of a TikTok, you know, was resonating very much so with them. So we made sure we took that platform seriously. And I'd say that's probably the key one. But we give a lot of attention to Meta as well, as you need to drive revenue.
Yeah, you mentioned the TikTok and TikTok Shop. How big is that as far as, you know, your online sales? And what role does it play?
Still pretty new for us. We just started it last holiday. And it's continuing to grow. We can see that there's potential there. There's lots of opportunity. We actually had a women's jean go viral during Q4, and it's driven tons of sales just because of the virality of that platform. So we know that there's huge opportunity there, and we're continuing to fine tune and try to figure out ways to drive drive volume and just interest there. So it's growing, but it's still very new to us since, just launched a few months ago.
So last question. How do you see PacSun evolving over the next, 5 years, besides you taking the C-suite office?
We'll see how that goes. We'll see how that goes. But the evolution, what's funny and very inspiring is we just solidified that mission statement more recently. And so it has everyone, especially in the leadership level, very energized about what the possibilities are. So that statement of inspiring the next generation of youth and then co-creation is what I see us evolving to over the next 5 years. The four pillars will always be a mainstay, but the part that was just a little bit different when we changed our mission statement this past year was co-create and community and collective, and how do we bring in Gen Z? So there's a lot of initiatives, I think, over the next 5 years. We're going to continue to evolve this PacSun Collective, I think, and then we're going to continue to figure out ways to bring our customers into the process. That will be one of the key things. I think you'll also see us start to make sure we are doing our fair share of everyone has to. I don't think you can leave an interview without saying AI, right, these days. So our IT team they're moving fast. They're trying to figure out different ways for us to take advantage of that. So I think over the next 5 years, the entire retail landscape and fashion landscape is going to continue to change. And we got to make sure we do a good job of participating in that. And there's some fun things happening there. And then the last thing would just be, hopefully we're going to continue to expand our reach. We feel like we've carved out a good niche for ourselves, but how do we continue to expand that and then get a little bit more global recognition? So we're excited to figure out ways to expand our reach globally.
Yeah, I can see. We'll have to have you back on, maybe in a year and see how you progressed, with the expansion. I definitely see it. There's definitely room for more stores and, places that you guys could settle in and really make a difference in the community. So, and on a fashion fund as well. Richard, thank you so much. Appreciate you coming on. And thank you, listeners and viewers, for tuning in. Take care. Sure. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.